The Rolling Stones set to unveil their new album at London event. By Breitbart News on September 6, 2023. London, AP, a rock and roll juggernaut was descending Wednesday on London's Hackney District, where the Rolling Stones are set to unveil their new album, Hackney Diamonds. Hardcore fans were already lining up Wednesday morning outside the Hackney Empire, where Mick Jagger, Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood will be interviewed on stage by The Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon in a live-streamed event at 2:30 p.m. 1330 GMT, 9:30 a.m. EDT. Inside the ornate former Edwardian Musical Hall where Charlie Chaplin and Stan Laurel once performed, Jagger, 80, Richards, 79 and Wood, 76 are due to give details of the Stones' first studio album of new songs since A Bigger Bang in 2005. The band released a set of blues covers, Blue and Lonesome, in 2016. The album is the first since drummer Charlie Watts died in 2021, and is due to include some contributions he recorded before his death. Brazilian fan Tarek Vieira Avanti, from São Paulo, lined up to get a glimpse of the band, saying he hoped the new songs would sound like his favorite Stones album, Some Girls. I love these guys, he said. Keith Richards is one of the biggest guitar heroes in the history of rock music. And, they're 80 years old. Most bands have stopped making new music by that age, he said. Announcement of the new material follows a cryptic teaser campaign, in which the band's iconic mouth and tongue logo was projected onto the facade of landmarks in cities around the world, including New York, London, and Paris. The band members may reveal what drew them to Hackney, the vibrant East London borough that gave the world stars including playwright Harold Pinter and actor Idris Elba. Hackney Diamonds is a slang term for shattered glass, and the band also teased fans with an ad in the local Hackney Gazette newspaper for a fictional glass repair business. When you say gimme shelter, we'll fix your shattered windows. Founded in 1962, the Stones show no signs of planning to retire. Last year the band played a 60th anniversary tour of Europe, with Steve Jordan replacing Watts on drums.